Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revelle, and this is the Value Side Weekly Preview, published on Sunday, October 10. This week, the Sword of Damocles. That, plus the beginning of earnings season and six important economic reports, all coming up. Well, we've just started the fourth quarter. For most companies, it's the most important quarter of the year. Most will be preparing their annual reports and preparing their report to shareholders to be held in 3 or 4 months. And perhaps more importantly, they will also be doing their financial projections through the end of the year. So here's a basic question they must answer. What's their tax rate? Is it the same tax rate that they've paid since 2017 and the passage of the Tax Cuts and Job Act? It would be the 21% corporate income tax enacted under President Trump. Or will it be the brand new corporate tax rate proposed by President Biden and slowly working its way through Congress? That new rate, incidentally, would be 28%, one-third higher than the Trump rate. And when combined with state and local taxes, it would mean that the average corporation in America would now have a combined tax rate of just under one-third. And if enacted, this would be more than enough to send many corporations into negative income, to losses. They would have to report a loss for the year. Don't forget that the very first mouth to feed for any corporation are taxes. So before payroll is met, before vendors are paid, and certainly before shareholders are paid, the tax man gets his due. It is incredibly cruel for this government to keep corporations waiting for this all-important component to their income statement. Yet here we are, waiting for the President and Congress to come forward with that final tax bill. Perhaps the politicians can put off deciding on taxes, but the corporations cannot. They must make an estimate now on just how to allocate their income, and this will no doubt have a major impact on this quarter's earnings. Now, there are six major economic reports that I'm focused on this week. The first two reports are on employment. The JOLTS job opening report on Tuesday, and then the initial claims reported on Thursday. As you know, I believe to see any real recovery in this economy, we should see those initial claims for unemployment declining to the 250,000 we saw each week back before the pandemic in 2019. Right now, we're about 100,000 above that number. Next, we'll get two measures of inflation. On Wednesday, inflation at the retail level, where we're seeing a rate of inflation that's 3.5 times higher than we began the year. But interestingly, inflation at the retail level has declined over the past 3 months, last month being one tick lower than it was the month before. Now, it's too early to tell if this is a trend, but if it would be lower again for September, this might be the start of something. Inflation at the producer level, as measured by the Producer Price Index, shows no such slowing, however. Here, the full impact of the supply chain issues. Remember all those ships anchored off California? Well, the supply chain continues to drive producer prices higher and higher. They are now increasing at a rate 5 times higher than they were at the beginning of the year. Finally, we get a detailed look at the consumer this week with two important reports on Friday. First comes the latest retail sales, which peaked last March and have declined ever since. And then the Michigan Survey of Consumer Sentiment, which peaked in April, and it too has been declining ever since. Now, on the earnings calendar, everything begins on Wednesday, with J.P. Morgan, the nation's largest bank, having the honors. Reporting on Thursday will be the other three major banks in the country, Citigroup, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo. And we'll also have a slew of financial companies reporting this week, including BlackRock, Charles Schwab, Morgan Stanley, and PNC Financial. And that's the Value Side preview for the week ahead. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying for our country to get back to work. Thank you.